Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very thankful to have you with us and to be able to spend this Wednesday with you per usual. Thank you to everybody that's been on the show as well. We've covered a lot of territory today, and I'm glad that we have because, friends, the days we live in are just more... There's more importance to what we're doing right now than I feel like a lot of my lifetime has felt the weight of. And when we're talking about tolerance in particular and the ability to have free speech and to not cancel things, there was a story that came out yesterday about some liberal writers and thinkers and activists that all decided that they've had enough of this cancel culture. They're actually beginning to wake up and see that it's going to destroy our freedoms and our society. I was so honored and so pleased that my friend Harris Faulkner invited me to be back on our show today on Outnumbered Overtime to discuss. I was on with John Summers, who's the former comms director for former Nevada Senator Harry Reid. Here's how that went.
John, why are Democrats doing this?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that boycotts are very rarely successful, I think, as we all know. But they're also not limited to one political ideology either. We've seen this from the right as well with Colin Kaepernick, the NFL, and Nike. We've seen it now with President Trump attempting to ban TikTok from the United States. And even the evangelicals, if you remember several years ago, going after Howard Stern and actually trying to pull federal levers to get him off the air. So this isn't something that's unique to one political party or ideology. But I think the authors of the letter aren't wrong. You know, in America, you have a right to say just about anything you want, but people also have the right to hold you accountable.
Kevin?
Well, I think that not only are boycotts sometimes unwise, they can just be flat out crazy. And what we've seen in the American culture over the last 6 weeks since the death of George Floyd has spoken loudly to this. There have been calls to cancel everything. This last weekend, Disney launched Hamilton on its streaming service, 74% increase in app downloads. And you had people saying, cancel Hamilton. This has gone way too far. It's fine to have the opinion that maybe something shouldn't exist, but this, when we stop allowing both sides to express themselves, we're going to turn into a flat culture that has no depth to it.
Look, I don't want to start the chicken and the egg and which came first, but, you know, I can point to college campuses where it seemed like there were more of them that were liberal who wanted to keep out conservative voices. So it is kind of interesting that, I mean, it looks like politically a lot of people are on the same side, on the same page. I'll come back to you, Kevin.
Well, I think that we need to remember that in a democracy or a republic that values the freedom of speech, you have to have the freedom of ideas to bounce up against each other and to eventually work themselves out in public policy. And what we've seen from the far left is a complete intolerance to be tolerant of anything other than their own opinion.
And I stand by it. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.